Good morning, you are welcome to the Daily Star Devotion once again with the Holy Spirit using a sermon by Mike Ezlanda of Glorious Trinity Synagogue, GTS, in Accra, Ghana for 26 January 2023 in a Daily Star Devotion title, Sometimes the Way Topward is Downward and the Way Downward is Topward. God wants us to be discerning. He wants us always to be also careful how we go about, how we approach things, how we behave when He starts ascending us to the top. He wants us to know that there are things that happen in this life that if we don't take care, we will bring ourselves down. If we don't take care, we will be the architect, the devil, destroying ourselves. So this morning, His word for us is that sometimes the way topward is downward and the way downward is topward. So be very careful whether you are the top or whether you are the down. Always be very careful, be discerning. Let the righteousness of God abound. Let His spirit always be full of His spirit. Let His spirit have His way. Let His word always be your focus, be your identity, be your nature. Because sometimes the devil will attack you when you are down. Sometimes he will attack you when you are top. So when you get to the top, be careful. When you are down, also be careful, because in all, he will try to strike. It's no respect of season. It's no respect of hour. It's no respect of location. It's no respect of your glory. Yes, God was in heaven, and Bible says yes, the war broke out in heaven. He attacked heaven. God created heaven, and Jesus was on the earth, and still the devil came against him. What make you think he is not coming? He is coming. But you too, you must be discerning, and you must be armed. You must be fortified. You must be solidified. You must be full of grace, the oil of God. You must be full of wisdom. That's what Jesus said to them. I send you as lamb among them who are wolves, but I want you to be wise like serpents. Know how they think, know how to relate with them, but be harmless like dove. Have the nature of dove. The nature of dove is the nature of the spirit. The nature of dove, who is the Holy Spirit, is Christ, and have my nature in you, because it is that you are. But you must be a lion, you must be an eagle, you must be able to deal with the things of the enemy, you must be able to deal with the serpent, you must be able to deal with their woes, their troubles, their odors, their circumstances. This morning, God is speaking to you that He wants you to be careful. He wants you to humble yourself. He wants you to pay attention. He wants you to be reserved. He wants you, as the book of James said, He said, be quick to hear, but be slow to speak. Then Bible says, don't let your anger that another has caused you, don't let it be long. Don't let it be. God can get angry. God got angry in the Bible. You can also get angry, but don't let it become a nature. Don't let it become an identity. Don't be hiding it for years, for centuries. Don't be hiding it for man. Don't be hiding it for days. Just be angry and don't let the sun go down with it. Yes, and forsake it. Be angry and leave it, because our anger and foolishness is like their friends. In your anger, you either become very dirty or you do things which are not right. But this morning, God is speaking to you that sometimes the way to the top is downwards, and sometimes the way to downwards is topwards. So you must be very careful, and you must be ready, especially as far as this year is concerned, based on the things that He's about to do for you, the move that He's bringing your way, the future that He's about unveiling, the packages that He has for you, the things that you are about having access to them, and He wants you to be very careful concerning your life. If not so, care is not taken. Everything will come down. We shall be taking today's Daily Star Devotional Scripture from the book of Psalm 89, verse 15 to 21. KJV, King James Version, and I'm reading. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. These people walk by the light, revelation, vision. They walk as God wants them to walk. They walk in righteousness, in holiness, in godliness, in Christ-like nature, Christ-like identity. And he said, in thy name, back to the scripture, in thy name shall they rejoice all day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor, our horn shall be exalted.
For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our king. Then thou spakest in a vision to the Holy One and said, see, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I've exalted, I've chosen one out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm shall also strengthen him. God was speaking about his word, and the word of God was saying that God, his righteousness and what he has purposed, and he found David his servant. So once you serve God, know you may be a king, you may be a pastor, you may be a bishop, you may be a beautiful woman, you may be a handsome man, you may have all and desire nothing, but know that God is still the greatest. And your money doesn't count to anything. What is money to him? In fact, he says in his word, Sabah and God are his. If you say you are beautiful, he gave you that beauty. If you say you are handsome, he gave you the handsomeness. The Bible says the devil became the devil because he thought he was all of himself. So he forgot about God, forgot about the things of God, and decided to pursue things only about himself. And he made others to say that way. So be careful of them who praise you. Be careful of them who accuse. Be careful of them whom you receive inspiration from. Be careful of them whom you watch, whom you read, whom you listen to. They must carry the spirit. It must be in tune, in line with the word of God. It must be in tune with the spirit of God, with the spirit leading, with the spirit backing, irrespective of who that person is. And Bible said, Jesus said to Peter, upon you would I build my church, upon you the rock, Peter, would I build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. He just took it and in just an instant, and he said, I need to go and die, I need to be sacrificed so that there will be a rebirth. The rebirth is my church, the rebirth is me coming in the spiritual form, it's me manifesting in the church, putting the tabernacles of God in order, me making you a temple, me accepting you. And Peter said, no, he rebuked Jesus, and he said, no, you must not die. Why must you die? First Peter rebuked Jesus, and Jesus rebuked him. He was still descending with the spirit to say, oh, Peter was. It was not Peter that was voicing, it was the devil behind it. Sometimes the devil comes openly, and sometimes he hides. But if you are truly a son of God, you carry the spirit, because those who are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. So if you are truly, you carry his spirit, and if you are truly grown in his spirit, this word is in you, his word, they are spirit, they are life. As you consume them, as you spend time, as you know them, as you meditate, as you lay by them, you grow in the spirit. Yes, yes, people think that we only grow physically. No, we grow in the spirit. That's why they are still babies who take milk, and they are them who are mature, and they eat meat, and some too, they eat all diverse kind of meat in such a way that Peter will be walking. He will not even command healing. He has grown in the things of God in another season, because Christ was in him, because he knew the word of God. He understood that as he have knowledge of God, he has carried divine nature. That is when you read the book of 2 Peter chapter 1. You understand that he had the knowledge of God. So he has carried divine nature. He has carried the identity of Jesus. He has carried the power of Jesus. Whether he is ministering or he is not ministering, he's walking in the glory. He's walking in the power. He's walking in the realm. He's walking in the manifestation of Christ in greater than mention, because Jesus said, I go and greater than this, you know, and his shadows were healing the sick. And this morning, God is also speaking to you that he wants to take you to the top, and you stay there, and you know that you are down. Don't go and sin. Don't go and ally yourself with the enemy. Still be respectful and wait for his time. Believe in his promises. Hold on tight to him. Call out to him. Give him all of you, and he will make something of you. The Bible says, he said, I found David my servant. Other version will say, with my holy oil. Other version will say, with my sacred oil. David was a servant of God. We and I, we are sons and daughters of God, but we still serve our Father, because our body is a temple. Our body is also his kingdom. Our body is a temple of his, where he stays in, and it's also his kingdom. You see, he stays in us. So it is expedient, and it is of greater importance that we represent that body well, and we carry the kingdom well, because it is in us and it must manifest. Christ is on the throne, and he must manifest himself. He must show forth his power. He must show forth his glory. He must show forth his strength. He must show forth his nature. And David, in another season, he changed his lifestyle, went after somebody's wife, plotted to kill him, premeditated murder, according to those with legal mindset. That's what you see. Premeditated murder. And he thought nobody would see it. But God saw it and sent his prophets to him. You see, sometimes people get to the top and they forget who they are and they do the wrong thing. So then they end up coming down. It is godliness, the nature of God, the power of God, the spirit of God for you to get to the top. And it equally takes the same thing for you to stay there. And imagine, he invited the devil into his family in such a way that his own son, Absalom, slept with his father's concubine, people that his father has already had sex with. And his own firstborn, Amon, had carnal knowledge, raped his own sister, Tamar. And his own son, Absalom, killed his own brother, Amon. All because of sectings. And it could have destroyed the kingdom in such a way that Bible says Absalom, he was not only happy with what he has done. He wanted to take the throne from his father. And his father's counselor was Ahithophel. And Ahithophel was part of the conspiracy. Sometimes people can be at the top and have all their resources, have everything. But you may be down. But because you have God, you have not lost your focus. There will be an ascension. There will be a resurrection. There will be an upliftment, because promotion doesn't come from any geographical location. It comes from above. And John the Baptist said, he must increase. Jesus must increase, because a man or no man can receive anything except it's given to him from above. Above rules, above all. Above is the dominion. Above is the place of glory. Above is the place of God. Above is where God is sitting and ruling. And this morning God is speaking to you. Cast out pride out of your life. King Herod, he thought he was God. And when you read the book of Acts chapter 12, he killed James. He wanted to kill Peter. And he was doing all things. And Peter was quiet in the prison. But Bible says constant prayer was offered for him. Constant prayers. And he was brought out of that prison supernaturally. You may be down, but because you know God, he will supernaturally intervene. Peter didn't do anything. The angel came from heaven, appeared, put your cloth, your mantle on you. He placed the mantle on him. They got to the entrance. The chain just came off. They got to the entrance. The door just opened. Things were just moving and working. Things were just happening for the man, because he knew God. He was down. And in another season, he was up again, climbing. He has climbed again because he knew God. And this morning, God is also speaking to you. Be careful when you are down, and be careful when you are up. Because he, the Lord God, he is in control. And he, the Lord God, he is the judge. So that it doesn't become that you going to the top will bring you down, or you staying down will disqualify you, shame you for you not to get to the top. In one season, Joseph, he was a prisoner, and Potiphar's wife tormented him. His own brother sold him out, thinking that he was dead, and he was down. But first, he was an overseer in the house of Jacob. But when he got to Egypt, he has not changed his nature. He has not changed his godliness. His gift and was still in oppression. He was still a godly man in the house of Potiphar's house, and he was well favored. So the man left everything in into his hands. And the devil was not done with him moving to inside the wife of Potiphar, for him to shame him, for him to be lied upon, and for him to be taken to the prison. But this man still knew God. This man still worked with God. This man was still connected to the things of God. So he will not allow the circumstance, the situation, the derailing, whatever that the enemy have said to bring him down. He still walk in the nature of God and saying, I am for God, and everything about me is for God, and I am going to live that life. I'm not going to run away. The Bible says he was in a prison, and there was a situation, there was a circumstance which involved Pharaoh, and no man could help him except the man of God, the man who knew God, the man who was God, the man who has not changed his nature, the man who was so diligent. Why in his father's house? Why at Potiphar's house? Why in prison? Even in prison, he was made a leader, and God has taught him a lot of things. Sometimes when you are down, it's when God intervened and teach you certain things. He needed to deal with the worst people. Yes, he dealt with Potiphar's house, people who were kind, people who behaved normal. Then in another season, he dealt with people who were the worst of people, who were offenders, who were prisoners. And now he had all the knowledge. His father began the thing. God inspired him to begin the thing. And now this man was well equipped. He was down, but he was learning. He was down, but God was empowering. He was down, but God was filling him with leadership skills in all realms. The Bible says when he appeared before Potiphar, he explained his dream to him. And after explaining the dream to him, and the people, he gave Potiphar advice. And the people, the princes, the leaders, the senators, and the rest together with Potiphar, they said, can we find such a man with the spirit of God? A man who has the spirit. Remember, these people, they were occult people. People who worship devils. People who worship all sorts of things. Worship the river now. People who consulted the sun god. People who were doing all sorts of things. But they still were able to recognize the presence of God. They still were able to recognize the power of God. And they said, no, you are light and we are darkness. We want your light to shine. We want you to be on top of the throne. We want you to rule. We want you to bring the answer. We want you to bring the solution. And because this man carried the presence of God, this man was down. He carried the presence of God. And he now got out. He was named the next ruler. He got a wife. He got everything. And this man has not changed his nature. He met his brother. He could disturb them. He could harm them. But he still said, no, I am not in the place of God. No matter my height, no matter the level that I've got it through, God is still on the throne, and he is still my God. He is still my servant. I serve his interest.
Sometimes and most time, people come down when they serve their interest. And this morning, God is speaking to you by this daily star devotion, that don't serve your interest, serve his interest. Don't put on the identity of the enemy. Have the identity of him as seen in Christ, as written in his word. And everything that Jesus was doing when he left physically, Peter and Co, they were doing it. Because they learn from the best. You too, come to the word of God. Come to the table of glory. Come to the table of where the children of God, they are all gathered, and get the mind of God. Read from it. Study and live as God wants you to live. And imagine Moses, he was still praying for Pharaoh and praying for Egypt. Imagine. And this morning, God is speaking to you that it is time for you to recognize that he's the Lord. Because sometimes the way topward is downward, and the way downward is topward. And David was still serving King Saul. He will not even harm King Saul. And a lot of attack came against him. Formidable attack, and they all couldn't harm him. He served King Saul. He was still serving until later he was on the throne. God has a place for you. God has a package for you. God has things reserved for you. God is also coming through for you. And Queen Esther was still in the palace, and she still commanded her servant and everyone with them, together with the Jews and together with Mordecai, and they were fasting. She was a queen, all right. A queen where the king wanted to give her the kingdom, where the king loved. Hey, but she will still not change her godliness. She will still not change her nature. Don't be at the top and change your godliness and come down. Don't be at the down and change your godliness and continue going down. Because if you do that, you only have calamities. But God want you to glory. Thank you for listening to the Daily Star Devotion once again. Daily Star Devotion with Jesus. Every day you are star. For all inquiries and related, you should contact Pastor Mike Esmanda of Glorious Trinity Synagogue GDS in Accra on +233 266 450929. +233 266 450929. Daily Star Devotion with Jesus. Every day you are a star. You are a living star. You are a glorious star. You are a superstar. You are a heavenly star. You are a daily star with Jesus, only stardom on earth and in heaven. So also be heavenly minded, focused, and particular.
Trampled on the ground, you took.